Welcome to the Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a process that I've been following recently called the ARC method. Now, this method has been super helpful for me and working with my emotions. And, you know, if you've got dyslexia and or ADHD, I think it's something I've wanted to help bring to the community for a while. Many of you, or a number of you may know, over the years, I have done coaching for right brain neurodiverse awesome humans that need a bit of help, but I've struggled to find time with my crazy busy ADHD dyslexic life that so many of us have. Now, one of the people I've come across, Andre Kelly, who's here today. Welcome, Andre.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
First time. I'm good. First time on the podcast. You're a little nervous, a little excited.
Yeah, nervous and excited. I've never been on a podcast, so this is all new to me, but it's good.
Fantastic. Well, we'll hopefully have you on many more times. And just for the listeners, so Andre came to me to talk about this ARC system, this ARC system that she's been developing, which uses a variety of different emotional energy-based techniques, a bit of NLP, a bit of EFT, a few other interesting things. And it's really designed to help take, you know, the way I would put it is help takes the emotional edge that comes with our overthinking minds. Like, I know for me personally, one of the biggest challenges I have is that I can know something in my head or in my brain, and I can clearly know what I should be doing, but the emotional charge or connection to it stops me from making the right decisions. And I wanted in this episode, we're going to do a couple of things in this episode. And at the end of it, if it's something that you sound interested in, we'll have a link for you to have a look at it. We're looking for 5 people to be testers of this. So we've got a limited run. So just keep that in mind. But I wanted to share some of the benefits that I've had from it, because I don't know about everybody here. Well, I do know about everybody here. Majority of us learn from experiencing things and hearing stories of other people's experiences. And so for me personally, I'm always an open book. And, you know, that's probably why you listen to the podcast, hopefully, because I do just share it as it is. And a couple of things that Andre's really helped me with, you know, that I've been struggling with. And the first is going to the gym. Now, I know how to go to the gym. I've got a gym membership. But a lot of the time when I go there, I feel like I'm out of place and I feel nervous and this anxiety comes into my stomach. And what ends up happening is I rush through my gym session, and it's usually a lot shorter than it should be. And throughout it, I feel like I'm not quite in the right place. And it's not a problem of technical knowledge. I know a lot of stuff. I know how to use the equipment. I've even got a plan that I operate with. But I can't seem to get over this emotional gut feel that everybody's watching me and judging me and I need to go. Okay. And so I spent a session with Andre. So Andre does these amazing 45-minute to 60-minute sessions. And I'm already seeing this new vibe, this new feeling I get when I'm at the gym. I don't feel rushed. I've got my back up in a good way. Like, I feel confident. And I'm enjoying it. I'm finding myself go to the gym more because I'm not, I don't want to say scared, but I don't have this completely irrational emotional piece. And something like I've talked about in a lot of podcasts is, you know, with dyslexia and ADHD, and I'm not sure where it fits in this bucket, but there's a real disconnect between our thinking mind and our emotional body. And sometimes I believe our emotional body gets it really wrong. And I think this is probably true for everybody in the world, but I just see it a lot with people that I talk to. And so, you know, I was amazed with this work with Andre of how much that has truly helped me make better decisions. The other one as well was what would happen. Another good example was I'd find myself going to restaurants and ordering too quickly off the menu and rushing through it and ordering stuff that was just unhealthy. And I know when I was younger, I kind of thought it was a real treat for me to go and do this. And I absolutely loved eating that type of food. It kind of gave me the dopamine kick and everything, but it hasn't been good for my waistline. It hasn't been good for my overall mental health. And so I did a session with Andre on that as well. And We did this, I want to say, 3 or 4 weeks back. Does that sound about right, Andre?
At least 4 weeks ago. Yeah, definitely.
At least 4 weeks. And I'd actually kind of forgotten about that one. And we were speaking about it this morning before we recorded this podcast. And I was thinking back, 3 days ago, I had to go to a business meeting. And the old me would have looked at this menu, which was like all of those delicious kind of ribs and burgers and fried food everywhere. And I'd have ordered something from that. But thinking back to that, I actually ordered a salad off the menu and I didn't even finish the salad, which for me is so rare and weird because my natural pattern was to get nervous when I'm looking at the menu, make a quick decision and order the completely wrong thing. And so it's now changed the way my mind is working with this. And it's not a thinking problem that's been solved. I always knew the salad was the right option, but I didn't have that emotional charge. Like, does that kind of explain a bit about what you do, Andre? Like, feel free to chime in and fill in the gaps of what I'm missing.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, when I came to you, Stephen, we discussed what you wanted to work on, and that was one of them. So when I do my work, I tend to try and find out if there's any past issues that are relating to what you want to work on. And then we kind of look at the different areas. Is there anything in your head that you're continuously saying to yourself? Is there any feelings associated with that memory or with what you want to work on? And then we work through different techniques of trying to get you to a place where it kind of encodes in your brain and you go out and you use it during the week and you see the benefits.
And we were speaking about it recently, is that it's kind of like, it feels like such a simple, I always try and overthink problems to try and solve them. So I'm always trying to think my way out of a box, and it's a habit, right? It's challenging. Our brains are always thinking about how to get out, but until I've removed some of these emotional triggers, like it feels like it's been near impossible to get out of the box. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think what happens as well is our brain, it's there to protect us, which is obvious, but we also make up these protective kind of things to not do things, if that makes sense. So maybe in your case, you were going to the restaurant and you were thinking, I want a burger, but I know I should be eating a salad, but your brain's going, well, I'm going to eat the burger. But it was kind of your own method, your old coping mechanism, for want of a better word. And it's then trying to get it's working with your brain to kind of, neuroplasticity is what it's called. It's trying to change that kind of negative way of thinking to a more positive way without actually doing a lot of work, as you've probably noticed yourself.
I actually think it's kind of weird how easy it is. Like I don't know if I would do it for myself, because I think having you as that external perspective and being able to read in has been so great. But it's like, I've been amazed that like these things have changed in one session, and within the next week to 2 weeks, I've actually been noticing the alterations. Because I sometimes find that's the problem, is working out what did I do to actually get the effect? What caused the effect? And with this, because we're targeting such small things, we're not trying to change the world in a session, but we're kind of taking these layers of these old stories or old programs and just shifting them. And it seems to just work so well for my dyslexic ADHD mind. Have you got a couple of stories similar? I'm going to put you on the spot here, Andre. Is there a story because you know yourself, you've got dyslexia, if you don't mind me sharing that, and potentially ADHD. Do you use this technique with your husband or your family members or anything like that? Have you tried it on them? Out of interest.
I've worked with a lot of people while I was training. I worked on my husband, and he probably won't mind me saying this, but he hadn't been under general anaesthetic before, and he was quite worried. So I worked with him the night before, and when he got into hospital the next morning, I told him, I gave him a little bit of a technique to work with before he went to theatre, And on the way down, he said, I felt as just easy breezy. That's how he put it. He said, I didn't feel any nerves, any stress. I was chatting to the nurse and I just remember being knocked out. And when I woke up, I felt great. So that was one thing I've worked on. I worked on somebody who had a massive fear of heights, didn't know why. And we got to the end of the session and the person remembered they'd fallen down the stairs with a child many years before and had obviously blocked out what had actually happened because they couldn't remember until that moment. But the day after, she went to a big shopping centre and was hanging over the escalators. Mm. And then went to, I think, to Canada that year and was in a glass building, in a glass lift. And her partner sent me a message saying, thank you for fixing this. He was a bit of an adrenaline junkie, but she'd become more of the adrenaline junkie after I'd worked with her. So there are a few of the really good ones. I've worked with various things as well, you know, people who are stressed and people who've gone through, you know, mourning and things like that. So, yeah, it can work on anything, really.
I think it's honestly amazing. And, like, it's even hard to explain until you've experienced it, but it's, you know, it's kind of – and I was thinking about things it could be used for in the dyslexic ADHD space. And I always remember we had a client – back when we did coaching, and one of his biggest challenges was sending emails at work. He would overthink every word he wrote, even with a spell checker and a grammar checker. Was he being clear enough? What would people think about him? How would they judge him? And he had such an emotional charge around it. And I think, like, something like this is like a perfect way of getting it to work. And what's been amazing about it for me is you do give us some tools, of course, to help deal with it throughout the weeks. But what's really been amazing is I have a, like many of us, like I like to get the work done in the session. I like to do majority of the work in the session with you because I know my own brain is that I will forget about it long-term, or I'll forget about it. And what's been amazing is in these one-hour sessions, like I walk away and I feel better after them. But to see the change without me having to take additional actions, and I'm sure depending on what you're solving, it's probably different levels, but being able to start to work away, chip away at these little things that seem so minor have made such a big impact on just my whole journey. So I just want to say thank you, Andrea. You're absolutely awesome.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure working with you. You know, the way you're talking about kind of layers of emotions, the way I describe it to people, if you think of yourself like an onion and you've layers of different things that have happened to you over the years, you're taking off one layer and it feels great when you've done that. So, you know, when you keep working on the layers, you can only feel better, you know, the more you go on with it. But yeah, I'm, you know, working with you has been amazing because you've done the work and you've seen, you know, you've been consistent with it and you've seen the benefits of doing it.
No, that's awesome. So for everybody listening to this podcast, I will have Andre on in the future. We'll do some longer podcasts talking deeper on some of this stuff. But we're kind of looking for about 5 people at the moment who are keen to do a one-hour session. I'm going to put a calendar in the show notes for Andre. Now, Andre's standard price point is £175 per session. She's an expert in her field. But for these first 5, we're going to do them for £100. So £75 off. This is in British pounds, as you can imagine. That's where she is based. She's kindly opened up her diary for a good period of time. And so jump in and have a look if it sounds something of interest. And what we're going to do for these first 5 is that if you do the session and you're a week or two past and for whatever reason you don't think it was worth it, we'll give you 100%, or Andre will give you 100% of your money back. And all she wants to know is what didn't work, how could it be made better? So, because I really believe this is just a massively valuable thing. And, you know, I'm probably 6 sessions in and I'm going to keep going because I just, the value has been remarkable. So this is like this is something that you think of. And what I would suggest is when you book this, try and think about what's one thing that you've got this emotional charge about I like to don't think about it like, how can I do this one session and it changes my life on every account? It won't work. That's not real. We're making that up in our heads. But what's that one thing, like sending emails at work where you get this emotional panicky charge? Or for me, as I say, it was the gym. You know, there was another time with my wife where I was really struggling to take her advice, and I was getting this emotional charge where we had a fight and I really didn't like that. And so I brought that in, and that really has helped me to communicate better, or to have, I guess, more patience. So stuff like that works really well. So what you want to do in this session is you want to bring, what's that one thing you'd work on that you want that emotional charge to go from? Does that sound about right, Andre?
Yeah. What is it that kind of, I suppose, people don't like using the word, but triggers you? You know, there's something and you've maybe never had the opportunity to work on it and now you have. What is that thing that just triggers you every time and brings you to a place you don't really like, or you don't like how you react to it, you don't like how you feel? So yeah, just something, anything like that that you feel you would like to work on.
Fantastic. Well, no, awesome. Well, we'll leave it there, guys. I like to keep these podcasts around that 15 odd minutes now that I'm doing one a week. Thank you so much for being on board, Andre, and I hope we get you those five people for you to test out with, because I just think this could be huge for the ADHD and dyslexia community.
Thank you very much, Stephen, and thank you for having me on.